Congressman Ashton Thompson of Louisiana.
How are you doing, my friend?
Very well, thank you. Even though you invited me, I hated to disturb you.
No. Don't ever hate to do that. That's what I'm here for, and we might have something much more unpleasant to have to talk about.
Well, after being up until 4 o'clock this morning on the telephone, as I told you, I remember Eisenhower once said an agonizing reappraisal. frankly, because of your request, it's been a pleasant reappraisal, and I will go along.
God bless you. I'll appreciate that. I'll remember it.
I've made many calls, and frankly, this morning I got up and put on a pair of silver cuff links that I got on a train once when I rode through the South.
Well, God bless you. Well, we'll have some more of them before long. And I wish, if you don't mind, you'd ask Cale Boggs to give you a copy of the one-page justification that really tears this bill to pieces and analyzes it, so you can put it in your file if anybody raises a question for you. I sent it up there to the whips this morning. Tell him you want a copy of it.
I will do
it. And I appreciate this, and I won't forget it.
Well,
this is when they separate the men from the boys.
I realize it, but I know your presence, and my goodness, I just want to help. My help to you goes back to the 56th Convention in Chicago.
I know that.
And I would like to one day chat with you.
Any day you want to, you call Bill Moyer, get this thing behind you, call Bill Moyer and tell him you want to come in, and we'll sure work it out in time. If anybody's got time for me, I got time for them.
Because it's important to you, Mr. President, this is the reason. It's not pressure, really. It's just my whole loyalty, believe me, belongs to
Well,
me.
We've got to try to unite, and each one of us yield a little, and if you yield to me, I'll yield to you, and we'll work out a good government.
Well, I assure you, I'm sure it's, otherwise I wouldn't have acted yet. I'm sure this thing is right and
Thank you, Ashton.